everyone. The Carolina Outdoors is in session. You've got Bill Bartee right here joining me. Right over there is Mr. Wes Lawson.
Hey there, Bill. Good to be here.
Wes, this is an important topic that we're about to cover here on the Carolina Outdoors. It is unofficially, anyway, summertime as we have passed Memorial Day. But as promoters of things to do in the outdoors, sometimes it's important for us to take note of some important safety issues. And as people flocked Memorial Day weekend down to our Carolina beaches, whether they were sunbathing, fishing, or just swimming out there in the water, it's important that we make note that rip currents are a topic that we are well aware of in the Carolinas. And if you aren't well aware of them, you're about to be. In fact, at Carolina Beach over the Memorial Day weekend, in one day, reportedly, they had over 45 different calls due to rip currents. Emerald Isle is another hotbed of rip currents up and down the eastern seaboard. This is a problem, and this is a narrow yet powerful current that occurs in these waters. And I wanted to note all of that, but also get Mr. Wes Lawson to give us a bit of a coastal report. If you had any rip current issues, you were enjoying time at the South Carolina beach, but what is the coastal report when it comes to those types of currents down there?
Yeah, Bill, that's true. So, you know, over the weekend we had storms moving in, well, through early part of this week, and as those storms made landfall, it became Tropical Storm Bertha. Tropical storms always bring with them some unsettled water. You know, and rip currents and undertows, maybe we'll cover both because those can be confusing. So sticking with rip currents, you know, when you're out there in the water, if you notice an odd break in the waves, almost like a channel running away from the beach, perpendicular to the beach, odds are a rip current is forming. Maybe the water is foaming in that channel and not to the sides, or you see debris moving out. Or let's not even say debris, maybe it's boogie boards, children, floaties, toys going out and everything else is going in a different direction. That's probably a rip current, and it happens because of the formation of a sandbar near shore where waves are breaking and the water breaks over top. There's a bite or a separation in the sandbar, and you have currents forming in different volumes of different volumes, and they are really scary. Even very strong seasoned swimmers can get caught in a rip current and can be victim to a rip current. So what are we looking for? We're looking for that odd break in the incoming wave pattern. It could be churning, choppy looking water, foam or debris moving seaward, so away from the crashing waves, away from the beach, and maybe even the difference in water color, because there's a whole different sort of makeup there because of the speed of the water. So what happens? If you're in a rip current, what are you supposed to do?
Well, and I wanted to bring that up because one of the most alarming conversations I have had with someone at Jesse Brown's was unaware. He was unaware of those visuals that cause a rip current and that are in a rip current, and maybe I will say this the wrong way and it leads to a riptide conversation, but he was a granddad enjoying time with his 8-year-old granddaughter. They were out in the ocean at a North Carolina beach enjoying their time together, which is what we want to do here on the Carolina Outdoors, is promote a granddad and a granddaughter or anyone to be out there and enjoying the outdoors. But that man all of a sudden looked up and the coastline, the shoreline, the beach was getting further and further away. Now, he took it upon himself to try to swim back to the beach, to the shore, but he was making no progress. And he had his 8-year-old granddaughter with him. And it really, during his story to me at Jesse Brown's, it was disturbing to him. He was frightened. And that kind of leads to the next step, is how, if we are unaware that we are even in a current until maybe we're deep into it, and it is pulling us, in his case, outward, how we should react, what we should do, and more especially, what we should not do.
Yeah, you know, that story is frightening on so many levels. The first thing we have to be able to do, we have to take control of our minds and be calm. As calm as is possible. That's different in a situation when we're being swept out to sea and then when we're at home having our coffee. Calm is relative. So stay calm. Don't fight the current. What does that mean? That means don't try and swim against it. You're going to lose. You're one person. That's the ocean. Now, what can you do? You can try to float or tread water. Recognize that that's going to mean you're being pushed out, but eventually that rip current is going to stop. And then you'll be in the ocean still, but you're not in the rip current. You could also swim, but do so in the direction of the shoreline. Swim parallel to the ocean or to the shore. What that also means is you will probably, for some strokes, maybe even half a minute or so, maybe more, you might still be farther from the beach than you want to be. But you are making progress towards getting back, because once the rip current breaks, that channel oftentimes opens and then will help guide you back, because you're going to be out by that sandbar, away from the bite in the sandbar, and you'll be able to make progress back to the beach. So we're staying calm, we're not fighting it, and we're swimming or floating parallel. If you can't do those things, do whatever you can to draw attention to yourself so somebody at the beach, including a loved one, can get help, and they should be calling 911. If you are that person, if you see a stranger or a loved one caught in a rip current, one thing you should not do is lose your composure and go running out there to get them, because you may well become a victim. Like any other emergency situation, the first thing you need to do is take a breath, get 911 on the phone. Where are you? What are you seeing? Let them get there. Our coastal beaches, even if we don't have lifeguards present, there is a rescue crew close by that's going to come out with watercraft and trained personnel. The best thing you can do is to be that quarterback who is calmly saying, this is what we're seeing. What direction is that person going? Up the beach, down the beach, out to shore. You can do that. If you go out there, odds are you're going to become a victim also. So, to have a great experience at the beach, we want to be mindful of all of this. So again, rip currents, you will see it looks like a channel, almost a path going through the waves. It's going to go in the opposite direction. It's a different color. It may have debris or foam. It's not an undertow. Undertow is a natural reaction to the waves and the volume of water coming towards an ever shallower shoreline. You feel undertow after the waves break or just before. If you stand there at the beach and you see the waves coming, go in where it's shallow, you know, below your knees. And as that water pulls away, it feels like it's going to tow you out to sea. And then suddenly the waves crash and you have more water above your ankles, your knees again. That's undertow. Undertow is that natural pushing and pulling. It's not rip current. Rip current is scary and it's dangerous.
Let me get you and to clarify one thing, because I guess we just talked about rip current, undertow. The other one that was made mention of is rip tide. Now, the difference between a rip current and a rip tide, because they are totally, totally different. And I think it's because that rip tides or a specific type of current associated with swift movement of tidal water through inlets and the mouths of estuaries, embankments and embayments, and harbors. That's rip tide versus a rip current. You know what? That sounds like splitting hairs. We're talking about safety. Wes Lawson is the voice right there. I'm Bill Barty. We're the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's. And Wes, I wanted to take a moment to ask you, if during this past coastal trip, with note of those storms, any personal situations of discomfort or being in the water, what was the water like down there at the Carolina coast?
Yep. So we were down there at Isle of Palms. The rest of the family's still down there right now. And, you know, the water was good. The undertow was strong. The waves were big because we were there leading up to and through, or I was there leading up to and through Tropical Storm Bertha. So surfers and boogie boarders, people like that, were having a big time. My observation was the waves, though choppy, were big, but they were also breaking very quick. It was almost like watching a sci-fi film because the large waves would break and they didn't travel far at all. They were that close to a sandbar and then the shore. So, you know, we could have been out 35, 40, 50 yards at my waist. I'm an average height person. Big waves, but no real travel to it. But we also had winds coming in the opposite direction. You know, typical kind of pre-storm water conditions. One thing from a beach perspective is that diminished the crowd on the beach. It also meant there was nobody surf fishing.
Ah, did not suit for that. Well, you just brought up my next question. And to bring it back to now, with the way society is and with the way the pandemic is, you mentioned less people out there. What about that? Social distancing, physical distancing, people's attitudes. How is it out there at a beach like that in South Carolina?
Yeah, it really depends on where you go, not just which beach, but what location. So grocery stores, just like here in Charlotte, you know, most people were taking appropriate measures, whether or not it was a mask, but there was always distancing. Things were clearly marked. You know, the restaurant situation down there, they're a little bit faster than we are in Charlotte. Take that for what it's worth. Although a lot of restaurants were still offering limited serving options, limited in or out. The beach people were doing a good job of keeping their spacing, which I liked. Parking is limited. Now, if you went to the marina at Isle of Palms, it looked like boat launches were far fewer than in years past, but they were selling an awful lot of drinks and ice. So people were still going and having fun, just in a smaller capacity. You know, a lot of boat owners don't want a bunch of people on their boats anyway. So, you know, it looked like a nice weekend. It did not look like a Memorial Day weekend.
Could you tell if the excursions, and not to put you on the spot, but were the excursions running? We've talked to, on this program, the Carolina Outdoors, people like Barrier Island Eco Tours, or could you tell if any of those kind of businesses were in effect?
I can't say definitively. I'm going to hazard a guess that they are not right now. I know only in the last week or 10 days, charter captains were able to open up for limited size charters, you know, 2 to 6 people maybe. And those were still, you know, those guys were trying to make a living, and I saw a few of them coming and going, but it was pretty sparse compared to years past or even months past.
So take note, of course, we're the outdoor guys here on the Carolina Outdoors, encouraging people to get outdoors, but also to have a little bit of an eye for those of you who have not been to some of our beaches. First of all, we want you to be out there on the Carolina coast, North and South Carolina, but we also want you to be safe. And in summation before the break, what Wes really taught us is rip currents are dangerous, and we need to be aware of our surroundings before we get into the water. But once we do get in the water, and if we are caught up by one of these rip currents, to swim parallel to the shoreline, and eventually it will release us. Don't panic. That sounded like it was rule number one in the book. Do not panic if that gets in there. And that's how my granddad's story finished out. He was very alarmed, was being pulled out, and he was worried not only for himself, but more especially this 8-year-old granddaughter that he was with. He did play by the rules. As alarmed as he was, he kept his wits about him and did just what you said. Swam up the shoreline parallel to the beach, and it was amazing. Once that current released him, he could essentially just walk straight out to the beach, but he did have to swim upward away from where they were stationed to get out of that. Lifeguards rescue tens of thousands of people. It's estimated that over 100 people in the U.S. are killed each year by these rip currents. We do not want our Carolina Outdoor listeners to be in that number. So, Wes, thanks for taking the time to break that down. We're talking water safety. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to take it to the mountains. Of course, they got a lot of water as well, so we're going to talk a little bit about how to enjoy a hike, how to enjoy fishing on the stream on the Carolina Outdoors.